Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So ngayon Saturday Pinoy Jam, isang artist naman ang ating makakasama para magbahagi ng kanyang kwento at talento. Isa siyang singer, songwriter at isa din siyang children's book author. Layo niya na ma-inspire ang mga tao sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagmamahal o passion sa music at sa life, no? Umaasa siya na makakonect sa mga listeners sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga original lyrics. At siya po ay ipinanganak sa Pilipinas. Nakabase din siya sa Melbourne, Australia. At ang kanyang mga kamag-anak ay halos mga actors and musicians. At meron din siyang mga history ng choirs, bands, and collaboration. At ito din, isang mother of two. And nakapag-publish siya ng children's book na ang title ay My Friend, A to Z. At songwriter din ng original children's song sa kanyang album na Starlight. Kasama natin ngayong umaga dito sa SBS Filipino, Zarina Lapus. Good morning, Zarina!
Good morning!
Let's talk about your story. How did your family migrate to Australia? What's the story behind that?
I came to Australia as a baby with my parents. So my parents moved to Melbourne to find a better hope for a better life for me to grow up in and I basically grew up in Australia, went to school here and had friends here I've only really visited the Philippines a couple times in my life and to be honest a couple years ago my husband and I actually thought we should go and visit.
And then
COVID happened. So, you know, I mean, it's still obviously in the cards, hopefully, when it's a little bit more settled.
But growing up in a Filipino home, was Tagalog your first language or English, or was it a mix?
My parents always spoke to me in Tagalog and I spoke back in English. And that was actually one thing that they said they should have done differently and so that they should have also encouraged me to speak back in Tagalog, because now my if I tried to speak Tagalog, it sounds very funny. So they always my dad would always laugh at me when my mom was still alive. She would also giggle when I'm speaking in Tagalog. When I had to learn like the Filipino national anthem when I sing it at events, she would help me pronounce the words properly.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to ask her, so what does this mean? And what does it, you know, so, you know, I've always spoken in English, but I can understand it and I could try and put a sentence together, but then I end up speaking more Taglish.
Growing up Filipino in Australia, Zarina, was it different or you were blending in?
Look, I didn't really notice too much of a difference because, you know, once you're amongst it, you see so many different nationalities. I was very lucky to have a great group of friends. Mm. And even till now, we're still great friends, and we're all very multicultural.
Yeah.
And you know, I did obviously experience sometimes a bit of racism, or you know, with how I look how I sound.
And this is when you were younger.
When I was younger, when I was younger. I guess because my accent, if you notice, it still has a bit of like an American Filipino. Growing up like that, like I'd had teachers even commenting on it, but obviously now it's a little bit different. But at the time, you know, it was upsetting. So you know, things like that. But in general, because I had groups of friends that were Filipino Australians as well, and then I had you know, my school, and then I was doing dancing or whatever. So I've always been surrounded by lots of different cultures.
You said you've experienced being criticized because of your accent. Did that make you somehow feel insecure?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I actually noticed that I had some friends at the time that probably spoke similar to me. But then when they were around other people that didn't sound like us, they would change their accent.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I could try, but again, I thought I sounded funny, so I just kept talking the way that I talk. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's actually very mixed, my accent, because I have a lot of like Aussie slang as well. Mm-mm. I don't sound American. I don't sound full Filipino either, but it's just that I pronounce my R's and pronounce every word that I say. So, yep. But that's actually also got to do with singing. I think at the end of the day, if you just be yourself, they'll understand. They'll be able to understand. I actually think Filipino accent is easier to understand.
Mm.
Because it's quite, you know, like, pronounced. So I don't think it's that hard. But I guess, you know, growing up with it as well, maybe that's how I see it. I mean, like, you know, I always try to listen carefully with everyone, because, like, you know, like I said, I grew up with lots of different cultures, so everyone has different sort of accent.
Is that something that you also teach your two kids?
Yeah. Oh, look, actually, they have very Aussie accents, because you know, they were born here, they're growing up here, and I guess I'm probably the only one, and my dad, who sort of have like this strong accent around them. So yeah, I mean, but again, because the Tagalog didn't filter through to me, I also didn't filter it through to them. So, you know, I think they would struggle with understanding Tagalog. But their accent is actually quite Australian. Yeah.
And they know a bit of Filipino words.
Some words I think.
Okay, that's,
you know,
good.
The funny ones.
You're writing, you're singing, yeah. You're also a children's book author. So what made you, you know, delve into book writing as well? Yeah.
I've always loved writing poetry. So this is actually another thing. But because I actually wrote a children's book because my son at the time was of that age of started, you know, he started reading. So he was in prep. I just thought, oh, I wonder if I could write something for kids, because like most of my stuff has always been, you know, for myself. And so that's why I wrote My Friend A to Z. It was just a cute little character. It did pretty well. I read in libraries and cafes where they have like story time for kids. Mm-hmm. And hand in hand, like you mentioned, I did some children's songs that I raised funds for Starlight Foundation. Mm-hmm. And the album was called Starlight. And I sort of, when I do the story time with the kids, I would sing some of the songs and read the book as well. And we'd all, like, you know, you do a little dancing and stuff with them. Because I also did children's entertainment as well for a little bit.
We've heard your songs kanina, Home and of course Jumpstart. Itong third song mo naman, Zarina, is actually to be released pa sa February.
Yes.
Pero bibigyan mo kami ng konting sample today.
I am. So this new song is called Queen. I'm going to release it on February. So the audio will be on this, on 2/22, so the 2nd of Feb.
Yeah.
And the video will be out on the 22nd of Feb. So it's just a little snippet, and I hope you like it.
Can't tell me that I have nothing. You can't tell me I've lost it all. I may feel broken right now, but mine's the only voice that I can hear. So I'll be telling myself I'm better than this. To stand tall, put my crown back on, block out all the noise, and let the light in and listen to the queen in me. The queen in me.
Ayun, that's a snippet of the song. So, yeah, quickly, what was the song about?
So it's basically me trying to listen to the more positive voice in my head. As we all know, we are our worst critics, and we tend to listen to, you know, the the negative thoughts in our head, you know, the low self-esteem, self-doubt, and even just jealousy and anger and all of those sort of things that may be around you as well. But it's always, it's more powerful to listen to that positive voice that may be quiet sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's so important to know that you actually have that in you as well. And I guess that's basically what this song is about. It's like having, you know, like the devil and the angel on your shoulder sort of thing. Like mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily, but like you know what I mean. Like it's inside you. And it's important to sort of, you know, stand tall, know that you can do it, put your crown back on. And that's, you know, that's sort of what the lyrics are all about. And even if you're feeling down or broken or something, when you get that minute, and so, because in the second verse, it's sort of about like, you know, just closing your eyes and just almost like thinking about everything and then just coming to a realization, and then you can stand back up again.
Zarina, thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.